As a boy in Canmore, a few years into speedskating, Connor Howe was enraptured by what he saw on television, coverage of the oval races at the 2010 Olympic Winter Games in Vancouver. "I paid attention," he said. "It was pretty special to see. Participating in something like that," Howe thought to himself, "would be wonderful. It seemed really far off, like a low-chance dream, but every year it got more likely in my head," said Howe. "I didn't know if it would happen for sure, until it actually did. It kind of just worked out." Now, a dozen years later, during which he relocated to Calgary and shifted from short track to long track, Howe is one of Team Canada's speed skaters at the 2022 Olympics in Beijing. "I'm pretty happy with where I am," said Howe, 21. "I was always thinking 2022 or 26 for the first Olympics for me. But, these past 2 years, I've come quite a ways." Howe is currently pecking away at a degree in math from the University of Calgary's Faculty of Science. In Beijing, he'll race in the men's 1,000 and 1,500 meters and as part of the pursuit team, which is a medal contender. And, as much as he's looking forward to testing himself against the world's best, Howe is also eager to soak up the atmosphere at the Winter Games. Teammate Ted Jan Blomen's first Olympic appearance, 2018 in Pyeongchang, resulted in silver and gold medals. He was telling Howe recently about the keys to success, especially for a newcomer. He said he tried to keep it pretty low-key, not to get too excited and change everything, but still experience it, said Howe. "It's still a 400-meter track and the skating is still the same. It's just more on the world stage. Because, of course, elite athletes do love a routine. The past couple of years, however, presented an unsettling challenge. Not only did the COVID-19 pandemic at times force the locking down of facilities, UCalgary's oval was closed for months for mechanical repairs. So, during the 2020-21 season, national team members had to make the best of it, skating outside at Red Deer's oval and at nearby Gap Lake, and relying on improvised dry land sessions. Howe says he ended up working out with kettlebells in his parents' backyard, even putting the trees to use during exercises. "Looking back, it gives me confidence that you can go a few months without ice and it'll still work out." By virtue of being among the World Cup's top 8 racers through 4 events this season, he snagged silver doing the 1500 in Calgary in December. Howe pre-qualified for that event at the Olympics. Last month, Canada's coaching staff decided to add the 1000 to his portfolio. Long track events are underway at the National Speed Skating Oval. Action can be live-streamed on cbc.ca. Article courtesy of University of Calgary.